We read these words in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The key to this passage of Scripture is the phrase, if we confess our sins. It has the ability to turn every ward in the lock which opens the way to cleansing and forgiveness. Before one confesses his or her sins, there has to be conviction and repentance. No one will confess unless there is conviction, and no one will confess unless there is sorrow for sin. Conviction is the work of the Holy Spirit, but repentance and confession comes from human response to conviction. After conviction, there could be repression instead of repentance. Repression is a refusal to be sorry for one's sins. But immediately one is willing to repent, confession follows, and with it usually a flood of tears. Then comes the cleansing in and through the precious blood of Jesus Christ and a knowledge of sins forgiven. Unconfessed sin leaves one with a consciousness of guilt, and a guilt is somewhat like the heavy iron ball to which prisoners used to be chained. It burdens you down and slows your progress. Guilt consciousness is the cause of mental, physical, and spiritual lethargy. There could be no motivation until the weight of guilt consciousness is removed, and that removal comes by conviction, repentance, and confession. If, for example, as you listen to this message, conviction comes upon you and you refuse to repent, there will be no confession and no cleansing and no forgiveness. The consequence of such response could be dire, because your sin will remain, and with it your guilt consciousness, which erodes the mind, the body, and the spirit of man. When guilt consciousness erodes the mind and the body, there are psychosomatic consequences which are too frightening to enumerate. I said earlier that the key to salvation was confession, and we see this illustrated in the parable of the Pharisee and the publican in Luke 18. Jesus said, two men went into the temple to pray. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto the heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Why? Because the first and only prayer that God hears from any man or woman is the prayer of confession. I am a sinner. You may sing the Te Deum and the Veniti or the Nunc Dimittas, but God is deaf to your praise until you get down on your knees and confess, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And when you do, you will experience what the songwriter meant when he said, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. My sins were washed away and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. For if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Two disciples were guilty of betraying the Lord prior to His crucifixion. They were Judas and Peter. Judas betrayed Him for 30 pieces of silver, and Peter denied Him for fear of his life. When Jesus was condemned to death, Judas came under strong conviction, but instead of repenting, he was seized with remorse. He became his own judge and jury. He condemned himself to death, and he became his own executioner, for he went out and hanged himself. On the other hand, Peter also came under strong conviction, but he repented, for the scripture tells us that he went out and wept bitterly. He wept until the consciousness of guilt was removed, and as a consequence, he became the first of the apostles to take the message of the gospel to the Gentiles. When the prodigal son realized his lost condition as he sat in the pigsty, he resolved to return and to confess to his father that he had primarily sinned against God. As a consequence, he found restoration, a new robe, and rejoicing. Are you convicted of being a sinner? Then don't let repression lead you to remorse. Let it lead you to repentance and to release and rejoicing. Come with your sin, your sorrow, and care. He will not turn away from your prayer. Come to the cross. He died for you there. Sinner, He bids you, come.